Hello everyone, welcome back to Animosity, where we watch a show so you don't have to. Don't ask why we're late, we're not going to talk about it. Today I'm here with Cam.
Hey guys.
And today we are unfortunately talking about Central Park.
What a misfortune.
Can this series be done already? Like, we obviously have a bias towards Transformers Prime, yet this series does better. And for that I ask, why?
Yeah, this is the thing I don't like about this show is just how lackluster it is, honestly. There's nothing interesting going on, seriously.
Yeah. So yeah, today we're talking about the episode, scroll down with the doc, Dog Spray Afternoon.
Hooray.
Yeah. So Cam, what were your thoughts on Dog Spray Afternoon?
What are your thoughts on Central Park as a show? Not that good.
Fair enough.
It was an okay episode, though. I liked how the narrator was self-aware, but, like, that was a bit funny, but again, like, really, like, you're a professional show. You can do better than that.
This was made by Apple. No, they can't do better than that.
Oh, well, that explains a lot, actually.
Does it explain why they're using Samsung phones?
Oh. Or no, he doesn't look like a toothpick. He looks like a Q-tip.
Everyone in the show looks like, I don't know, friggin' cotton swabs.
They got like three chins. Like.
I don't understand this show. Like, we can all agree Transformers Prime is much better animated, with the exception of Jack's face. Other than that, yeah.
I feel like Jack is just something we have to come to terms with, you know. Even the greatest things have their flops, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Miko. Enough said.
Ratchet getting old. Enough said.
That's depressing. Ratchet may die, and I don't want that to happen. You guys probably don't understand what we're talking about. Watch Transformers Prime.
You might, because, you know, I mean, you might watch both series, which is good for you, honestly.
Mm-hmm. So,
crap.
Yeah. So, my thoughts on Dog Spray Afternoon. And those are my thoughts on Dog Spray Afternoon. On to the bullet points.
Very insightful.
Yeah, so we got
honestly,
graffiti.
I couldn't have said it better myself.
Yeah. We have graffiti. Got it. All right. So.
Because it's trying to tap into the younger generation.
I don't get this. No.
Show is bad.
If you want to tap into the younger generation, show boobs. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. Give us some nice porn. That's so good.
Yeah. Sorry, guys. Actually, we can't go on. Spoilers. Thank you guys for listening to Animosity. We'll see you guys next time. This would have made
more
sense.
No spoilers allowed. Go watch it for yourself.
Literally, this episode had the spoiler thing.
A whole song dedicated to it. Which is
And then he literally breaks it at the end, but we don't talk about that yet.
Yeah, and then he gets replaced by some guy with a guitar, which, I mean, I don't know if that...
I really hope that's not canon, because I'm going to legitimately cry. He was the one thing, that and the butler, saving this show from me literally throwing my phone across the room.
Yeah, the butler is actually a relatable character, although she kind of gets
literally
driven to insanity in this episode.
Yeah, we got a butler rap. Not mad, but uncalled for. So, like...
Is it really a butler? I feel like butler is like a man thing.
Sexist.
No, I feel like there's a, like a, is it like a buttless?
I don't know.
I shouldn't even mention that in the first place. Let's just ignore that.
Yeah. So, here's what I want to know. When they're breaking out into musical numbers, do the people see this? Because if they do, then that's really awkward. Because, like, think about it. This person just sitting on a bench,
like,
and all of a sudden starts friggin' rapping. It's like, no.
Yeah, like, imagine if you're just taking a stroll in the park, which, I mean, you probably can't imagine because, you know, there's a pandemic going on. But if you're watching this in 10 years, imagine you're going to a park, and then you just see someone chilling on their phone, you know, and then they just start, like, some dancing number with, like, 20 people around, and you're just like, the hell?
Mm-hmm. All right. The sharks, which were the spray things that the graffiti guy was making. The sharks are all making one bigger shark. I was very lackluster on taking notes because this show almost put me to sleep. If you want better notes, go watch different series.
Yeah, honestly, you could be the co-host of this show. You'd probably do better on it than us, since we're so damn biased.
Can you blame us, though, really?
I mean, if you enjoy the show, please debate on us why you like this show, because I'm genuinely curious, like, is there much to go for it? Like,
yeah, I mean, the idea is good of a musical comedy. I do like the idea, but the execution is just not good.
That's a bit of an original idea, I think.
Surprising coming from Apple, you know?
Apple, you know, what has Apple released? Is it just that unmemorable? Like, it's not bad, it's just unmemorable. Is that it?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, Apple, make phones, like, not this garbage.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, make your overpriced phones from China. Like, I'm fine with that. I'm using one right now. But, like, shows, no, like, stay in your territory.
Please, it's like them doing Apple TV Plus. Stop.
Boy.
We don't need this many subscription services.
Who did it first, though? Was it Apple or Amazon? That's my question.
Technically, the first person was Netflix.
Yeah, because Netflix...
Netflix. That sounds like one of those sites you go on to, you know, have sex, like, immediately.
Yeah, it's like Netflix for sex.
It's like TikTok for sex. Yes, that exists, and I'm sad I had to say it out loud.
I saw that today. I was just watching some, you know, but, like, I see this thing that says TikTok for the older kids. I'm like, Jesus.
TikTok for sex.
Jesus, how we gone this bad?
I think I saw, like, Twitter for sex at one point. I was just like, how?
You should post that on your Twitter, like, this site is apparently for sex.
I mean, yes. Yeah, I did get Twitter. Details later.
Yes, because that's the site for content creators.
It is, actually. It's the site to convey information fastest. I finally caved in. I've been debating this decision for
it's
a while.
We're not using Instagram or Facebook because those are, well, lackluster.
Yeah, we refuse to use TikTok because F TikTok.
Yeah, it's just cancer at this point.
I would use Vine, but Vine died. Rest in peace, never forget.
We could use Discord. I wonder if we...
That would be smart. We should get a Discord server. We'll work on that.
Because you like gaming. Like, that's the gaming platform.
Yeah, I mean, definitely. We have an official Reddit account. I haven't been on it in, like, a few weeks, though.
Oh, because
I just haven't thought of using Reddit. I'm kind of busy with other things right now.
Yeah, who's like a constant Redditor anyway?
Actually, a lot of people. Reddit's still going strong.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What, since like 2005?
Yeah, it's a good website.
I can see that.
I mean, what other sites?
It definitely holds up with the times. Like, it's not like MySpace where it became irrelevant, like, right when Facebook came out. Like,
or like Tumblr.
Do people use MySpace?
I hope not.
Tumblr.
Tumblr died.
Here's a better question.
Tumblr died when they outlawed porn. When they made porn bannable, like, they you know, they kind of were like, nah, fuck this.
Because, like, I go on there every so often. Like, the website looks old. Like, I believe it came out in, like, early 2000s, but
no way.
It looks like it. What?
I'm gonna go on Tumblr right now.
Tumblr is like a discount BuzzFeed. I mean, I haven't really met anyone who's used Tumblr, so can't really confirm, but it doesn't seem like a good place to go.
Yeah, don't use Tumblr. Let's get back to the episode now.
Because, you know, that's the point of this.
Yeah, I think the butler's my favorite character.
Yeah, even though she kind of goes psychopathic in this episode, like...
Exactly.
Like, don't kill a dog, like...
No, kill Bitsy. Kill Bitsy, not the dog.
Yeah, kill that old bitch.
Exactly. We got stakeout without the...
Complain.
Literally.
Like, don't try to shit on the park, like...
I mean, yeah, we got a stakeout without the stakes. Like, this show is a good show without the good show.
Yeah, it's like getting a burger without the burger. Like, whoever just gone to Wendy's and been like, can I have a burger, but not actually wanted a burger?
Yeah, we're gonna, Cam, hold that thought. We're gonna take a break. We'll be right back. And we're back. Sorry for the technical issues. Where were we?
I forget.
Same here. He broke the spoiler code.
I think I remember. They were doing the stakeout in the ghillie suits or whatever.
Oh, yeah, the stakeout. Literally, I thought ghillie suits were only an item in Cerebda.io. I did not know they actually existed.
No, they're like a military thing. Like, it's like you basically dress up as a bush. Like,
the bush item from Fortnite. Okay.
Please, no.
Yeah, even I regret that one.
If I had control of this call, he'd be gone by now.
When he realizes he has I wonder when he's going to realize he has the power to hang up.
Oh, I do. I just choose not to, because then he'll get all mad and try and kill me. Man's a bit of a...
That's a joke. That's a joke. I only bruise him. Possible concussion, not murder him.
It's not rape. It's just molesting.
I feel like... I think we're actually... You get in more trouble for molesting than you do for rape for some reason.
I feel like they're equally as offensible.
Technically, no. You know what? I'll go into this when I can use more vulgar details.
Yeah, if you guys care to voice message us, talk about this. Talk about the political stuff.
Thank you.
Don't talk about the episode, because that's not interesting. We don't care about that. Tell us which is worse. Like, we gotta know.
Yeah, he broke the spoiler code, The guy that I don't think we ever learned the name of broke the spoiler code.
We could just call him a chunky guy with the hat.
Mm-hmm. Who's now banned from the show, which I really hope is not canon, because I'm actually going to be really sad.
Yeah, there should, like, the only thing that could save this show is, like, a battle between narrators. I feel like that'd actually be a good thing.
Yeah, like Smash Bros. Fight between narrators, that'd be hilarious.
Yeah, they just get into a music off or something where they play. It's like soft. It's like viola versus guitar or something.
Yeah, they got the tagger. They were able to catch the tagger by some genius thing. I forgot because we watched this a few days ago.
I don't understand how that worked. Like, it had something to do with like the compulsive hands or whatever. Like,
oh yeah, they did the same movement. So the daughter, who's somehow the smartest one in this family, connected the dots.
Yeah, she's basically like the Ratchet, but she hasn't earned that title yet.
Absolutely not. No one can dethrone.
I mean, she got close on some jokes, let's be honest.
Yeah, she got close on the "why don't you shove him back up there" joke. That one was good.
I mean, honestly, why don't you shove him back up there? Like, is he really worth it?
Mm-mm.
Anywho.
Let's see here. New narrator ? I really hope not.
Yeah. Don't spoil it for us, or we'll turn you into a guy with a guitar.
Yeah.
Oh, that didn't sound right.
Next episode, River Busker. Whatever the hell that means.
What?
Yeah. I don't know.
These episodes got some weird names. You ever noticed that?
Yeah. Before we wrap up, we do have a few things we need to go over. The first thing is, there will not be an episode of Central Park next week. Screw that show. No, there's a legitimate reason.
But also because screw that show.
Mm-hmm. Next week is going to be The Great Co-Host Race, which a trailer popped up on Animosity. If you haven't seen it already, definitely check that out.
I don't have any idea what he's talking about.
No. He does.
Okay, I have some idea, but, like, just a little bit. I just know that I'm probably going to lose because, I mean, I don't want to win. Like, that just puts pressure, so.
Mm-hmm.
Or I'm not going to lose. I'm going to be in the middle because, like, loser gets a punishment, winner gets a reward.
No, loser gets no punishment. There's no punishment for losing.
Oh, then I guess I will lose.
Wow. That's just sad.
Honestly, I don't want to win it because I feel like you're going to try and screw me over at the end and be like, the winner gets.
I'm only going to screw over if it's Rohan because I don't want Rohan winning. And no, it's not bias. It's the winner gets their own Animosity series. And with Rohan, I'm scared because I know he's going to do some mainstream anime that I don't want to watch. So I'm going to probably budget so he either gets middle or loses. Just because I don't want to.
Make middle, make him lose, and make the other guy win. That's how Jack. I would like to see it.
Yeah, Jack actually would be interesting winning. Because I don't know what he'd do.
I don't know what show he watches. Like, you got any ideas?
He's currently watching Steven Universe.
Well, I mean, we already did that, right?
No, you had no part in it.
No, but I mean, you already talked about Steven
Universe. We talked about the final episode of season 5. And the ranking the movie songs, I think that's it. We could go episode by episode, which would be interesting.
If you're gonna do that, I'm not gonna be a part of it.
Of course not. Because you wanna leave the podcast for some reason.
Which is a totally honorable thing, because you know I'm planning to do other things.
Just saying, you leave podcast, I may leave something else. That's all I'm saying. So I also got a Twitter account.
I also got
a Twitter account, at jackpot4484. Definitely, follow. I post updates on Animosity Gaming, random crap I think about at 4 in the morning. Just overall, this is a great place to go for random crap, huh?
Like shower thoughts, like random stuff at 4 in the morning.
I do my best thinking at 4 in the morning.
Oh, so you're I wouldn't call you a night owl, because I feel like night owls are, like, only up till midnight. I'd call you, like a early day, because at that point, it's the day.
And it's not day until the sun comes up.
It's not day till it's out after 12 a.m., but whatever.
No.
You know, I'm not going to get
it. Yeah, we're not going to do this. But yeah, thank you guys so much for listening to Animosity, where we watch the shows so you don't have to. Be sure to check out any other podcasts that interest you in the same place you were listening to this one. Send in voice messages at anchor.fm/jackpot444/message. Listener support link is in the description if you're feeling inclined. Also, check me out on Twitter at jackpot444, as I've already said. Be sure to check out Animosity Gaming for me blab about video games. And be sure to check me out on YouTube, SMB Studio. Cam, is there anything you'd like to shout out?
Yeah. Not Apple TV.
Thank you. Finally. Yeah, cool. Thanks for listening, and goodbye.